The 2024 presidential election is taking shape.
Many Republicans are hoping to prevent another Trump presidency, but so far, only former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has officially announced she'll run for the job. President Biden is also expected to announce he'll seek re-election in 2024. A new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll out this morning takes a measure of how voters in both parties feel about their prospective nominees.
Domenico Montanaro has the numbers. He is NPR's senior political editor and correspondent. Domenico, hi there.
Glad to be here.
I guess any presidential election needs to start with the incumbent if he might be running again. How do Democrats and voters generally feel about Joe Biden?
Well, Biden's approval rating has actually ticked up to 46% with more than the 1,300 total respondents in the poll. And it's an even higher 49% with the 1,200 registered voters in the poll. And that 46% is the highest since March of last year. He hasn't been at 49% since the withdrawal from Afghanistan in August of 2021. And he's really benefited here from a rebound with Democrats. And in this hyperpartisan atmosphere, a president really needs his base shored up. One warning sign here, though, is that he's still lagging with independents. Just 36% of them approve of the job Biden is doing.
Nevertheless, if he's rebounding with Democrats, does that mean Democrats are no longer looking around for some other candidate?
Well, this really jumped out in the survey. You know, there's been a reversal here in Biden's favor. Back in November, right before the midterms, we asked Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents whether they had a better chance of winning the presidency in 2024 with Biden or with someone else. 54% then said someone else. Now 50% say that their best shot is with Biden. Hmm. You know, the biggest shifts are coming from whites without college degrees, those who make less than $50,000 a year, voters under 45, and women who live in small cities or in the suburbs. All, by the way, are key demographic groups that helped Biden win in 2020, the kinds of voters that he peeled away from Trump and who made some inroads with these groups in 2016. And this is happening likely for a few reasons. I mean, first, Democrats had better than expected midterms. Secondly, Biden's State of the Union address had to give at least some of them more confidence in Biden's ability to carry out this message going forward. And this poll took place after his State of the Union address. Third, these are Democrats and independents who lean Democratic, so they're already open to Biden's message, and this is likely part of the normal coalescing around a nominee as it becomes more and more apparent that Biden is going to run for re-election.
Really interesting when you say whites without college degrees. That's a group of voters that Biden would argue he specifically is good at attracting to the Democratic Party compared to some other people. But what about Republicans? How are they looking?
It's not as rosy a picture for Trump, with Republicans and independents who lean their direction. 68% have a favorable view of Trump, and a quarter have a negative one. That doesn't seem too bad, but it's a net 27 points lower than Biden is with Democrats. It's the worst score for Trump among Republicans and Republican leaners since September of 2016, and it's worse than how potential Republican voters view Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. When you dig into these numbers, we get a pretty good idea of who potential Republican Trump and DeSantis primary voters are, and they're like mirror images of each other. You know, Trump does best with white evangelical Christians, whites without degrees, those who live in small towns or rural areas, and lower-income voters. DeSantis, on the other hand, is best liked by college grads, those who make more than $50,000 a year, people who live in big cities or the suburbs, and Republican-leaning independents. So we see some pretty clear lanes here for them and could point to a protracted Republican primary if DeSantis does decide to get in.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro, thanks so much.
You're welcome.